And just like that, Back Like Cook Crack. Episode 2 of Sunday Morning Sounds, the podcast. And this episode is all about the ladies. We do it for the ladies. A little hip-hop reference for you. But, yeah, ladies and hip-hop, what would rap be without the ladies, without the divine feminine, as my man Mac Miller would call it, the divine feminine, to balance out all this fucked up masculine energy in hip-hop. So, this episode is dedicated to our ladies, dedicated to our femcees. That's probably the first thing I guess we'll get into is, why do we make such a distinction? Why is it we go so far out of our way to say, oh yeah, female rappers? Whenever we make a list, it's like we always separate female MCs as if they don't do the same thing. It's not like track or boxing or basketball where all that, you know, size of the fight and the dog shit is really, this is different. This is words. Like, words don't weigh anything. They don't, you know, there's no fatigue element to it. So why is it ever such a divide when we speak of female rappers as if they do something totally separate from what the men are doing? Now, I mean, granted, it's going to remain a male-dominated art form for some time. I don't know if there's ever been a better time than now to be a lady. And a lot of these ladies are really pushing that bar and forcing us to close that gap between, oh, late girl rappers, female rappers, femcees, lady, da-da-da-da-da, female rappers, all that stuff. Like I said, we just have to, it has to be one word. They're just rappers. They are rappers. It's what they do. And it's crazy because you have this huge caveat between female rappers and male rappers. But at the same time, there's this crazy double standard of the women gotta bring the skills. They gotta be sexy. They can't be a hoe. But they gotta be like all sexed out, but it can't be a hoe at the same time. But then also, they gotta, you know, be friendly there to the fans. They gotta be for the fans. They gotta be active on social media. It's like they literally have to work 10 times as hard as the men do just to get a tenth of the same do. So it's just this weird energy about rap. I know at the beginning it was like there's really only two options. It was like either you were woke lady rapping about woke stuff and everything about you was woke and you were trying to get the people together and you and ITY, or you were sexy. Like, there was no duality, there was no harmony, there was no balance. They could not cohabitate the same space. They were mutually exclusive. You were either a sexy chick rapper or you're a smart chick rapper. And my favorite shit now is the sexiest chick rappers are the smart chick rappers. Like, the sexiest, you know, the sexiest delivery of the art form comes from the smartest and most bar gifted of ladies. Like I said, I hate to make a distinction between lady rappers and male rappers, but for the sake of the dedicated episode and ladies of rap, I'm going to have to. So bear with me and forgive me. But it's a really great time to be a woman making music, especially hip hop. Like I say, biggest art form in the world, man. It's like the renaissance. The renaissance for femcees is happening right now, like as we speak. And it's funny, I often hear ladies talk about the ladies in rap, and I don't know, maybe, and I have a lot of conversation about rap music. Y'all know I've made hip-hop my life and job. I feel like I get the biggest blowback on femcees from ladies, which is just weird, but also not totally unexpected either, if I'm being honest. Sometimes, you know, sometimes some people can be catty. I'll say some people can be catty sometimes. And we also do this thing where we hold on to, it's like there's always been, one chick can be on at a time. Let that go. That's just dead, clearly, because look at the game now. So it definitely doesn't have to be, like one queen at a time like it was for 20 or 30 years or so. In the past decade, four female rappers have charted in the top 10 with their albums, so things are on the up and up, I would say. Things are changing, for sure. Just numerically in the business, things are changing. Women are selling. Women who don't do the classic Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj archetype, if you will, who don't follow that sort of business model of controlling your image and being super sexy and controlling that sexy and the amount that you want and making an experience for your fan base out of it. It was kind of like I said, the Lil' Kim model, you know? She took it on a ride in the 90s. She laid out the platform to be a sexy woman in a male-dominated art form, in a male-dominated industry. She really gave us that blueprint on how to do it. Granted, she got stuck on some of her contracts too, but that's not because she was a woman. It's because rap was still growing legs and, you know, people were still getting stuck. People still getting stuck today on contracts. So, yeah, it's not because, obviously not because she's a woman. But, yeah, she signed some bad deals and shit back in the day, which is why she's just now getting around to some new music and feeling good about her music and stuff. And even now, she's dealing with label stuff. So that kind of gives you an idea of, like, even Lil' Kim, bro. Like, Lil' Kim is a legend, a living, walking, breathing legend in this art form. Her mark is absolutely indelible on hip-hop and rap. And she's still dealing with bullshit contracts. As legendary as she is, it's still people, you know, gatekeeping. It's still people trying to squeeze an extra penny out of her while they can. And it's just crazy. Again, not even just because she's a lady. That's just the nature of the business itself. But I'm positive it's even more so because she's a woman in rap. It's like you got to jump even more hurdles. Bust through even more gates and doors and windows. But so quick recap of these early points. You know that these ladies are rappers. Ladies, whether you fuck with the lady or not, even if I don't fuck with what a Negro is saying, and be like, hey, if he's saying it in a space where Negroes need to be represented in any manner, whether it be with my ideas or his, whether we agree on those ideas or not, you gotta big them up. You just have to. So when you see these ladies succeeding, even if it ain't what you want to hear from a lady with a platform in rap that's doing it big in rap, even if it ain't what you want to hear as a lady, you have to big them up, yo. Because, like, if y'all don't, who the fuck will? If y'all don't, who the fuck will? I feel like there's only so much bigging them up that can be believed to come from a man before somebody's like, what's his ulterior motive? So as much as I big him up, it's going to take ladies believing in ladies for it to really become an equal playing field platform for the ballast to balance out. So let's talk about men as it concerns the ladies in rap. Bruh, fellas, stop, yo. Just stop. I wish I could really call the horny police on you niggas. Because I be in the comments looking. Like I said, it's my job to pay attention to rap, so I follow these people and stuff like that. Yo, y'all are the wildest, most disrespectful human beings on earth to female rappers. I don't get it. What on earth make you think she want to hear this wild shit that you got to say, read these crazy comments, and beyond that, be nitpicking? Like, about the tiny, it be niggas out here, I'm sure, smell like cheese that sat outside on a summer day. They ain't got no job, they ain't got no prospects, but they got a phone with a Facebook or a Twitter or Instagram, and here they come nitpicking the nerve of these people. They come and say, oh, well, her toes ain't da-da-da, her nose is wide, or her earlobe's long. Or... Nigga, is you kidding me? She wouldn't look at your stupid ass in the first place. And then if she did, you turn the stone. So there's that on that. So, man, let these women be as sexy as they want and recognize the hustle, the grind, if nothing else. And same as I'm saying to the women, even when you see these ladies doing this shit, just know they're fighting an uphill battle. No matter how you feel about them personally, musically, whatever, they're fighting an uphill battle. And you know that. Like, y'all know how women in hip-hop, how it goes. Y'all know this. Because you can probably name a female chick that you heard of. Female chick, you sound stupid, Quay. You probably know a female rapper that you're like, damn, this chick got bars. And then nothing else came out. Or it never quite caught on. Or none of your friends ever quite got hip. Or, you know, she never got a hit off. Or she got a hit, disappeared. So you know how this shit go for ladies in rap. So when you see these ladies doing it, if you call yourself a hip-hop fan, if you call yourself a real rap head, you can't look at this and say, oh, man, support, bro. You don't necessarily mean you gotta download all the shit. You ain't gotta listen to all the songs. But don't be out here adding negative energy to it. Like, don't be out here pumping these negative bullshit opinions. That's just because it's easy to vibrate low and be negative. That's for, like I said, men and women. Men especially on that whole aesthetic tip. Like, let that shit go, bro. These ladies can look, will look, and gon' look as good as they want to, wherever they going, whatever they doing. They working hard, and they fighting uphill battle. So, it's none of your business, men. And ladies, it's kind of your job. Big these people up. Like, without y'all, they ain't got nothing. So, it's a little bit of that on that. To kind of jump back to something I said earlier, I always personally had a propensity, I was always drawn towards female rappers. My sister raps, my older sister raps. She is, what, 15 years older than me? Yeah, 15 years older than me. So she raps, and so that was like the first female rapper I ever fucked with, for real, you know, back in the day and shit. And she had bars too, on the low ski. She had them bars. It just turns out she was better at braiding hair, so she went that way. But what I always loved about listening to ladies in rap was just that different angle, man. I always say the best art comes from the most oppressed people in the most oppressed spaces, man. The most beautiful art, the most meaningful art. And like I was just talking about, ladies in rap, double oppressed. You already black in music, in entertainment in general. Then you're a woman. Then you put them together. And then you slide it down into the subsect of rap, hip-hop, which makes it even more, I guess, a pressurized, a bottlenecked categorization, if we're... I guess it's even more bottlenecked down there now. And then, shit, don't try to be really waking niggas up. Let me try to ask for respect, for human fucking respect. How dare you, girl rapper? Go shake that ass. What? It's Tyra. It really is. Because, like I said, the best art, the most beautiful and meaningful art, often comes from those people who are the most compressed and oppressed, you know? So, it's kind of a shame to see. But I'm here to talk to you about it, to just hopefully open up an ear, open up a heart. Just listen to more ladies in rap. If you really love rap, I'm telling you, there's this whole angle that you're missing if you're not looking for more female rappers. There's a whole blessing inside of hip-hop that you're just absolutely depriving yourself of by not being more. I actually had a chick tell me, and he's like, nothing makes me turn off a track faster than a female rapper. I was like, holy shit, really? that's kind of fucked up. But it's that kind of thinking, man. It's that kind of thinking. that makes this almost, I don't want to say stigma. I've been avoiding the word stigma this whole episode. But I guess stigma might be the right word. Stigma might be what I'm looking for. There's a stigma of lady rappers. Again, the stigma, duality, like a forced duality. You either get to be smart or you get to be sexy. And now it's time for a list. A list of ladies in rap doing the damn thing. Some you will know. Some you won't. Most you won't. And that's the point. Because you're not paying attention. So that's what I'm here for. But you know Cardi. You know Meg Thee Stallion. Those are a couple big ones right now. You know the City Girls. But do you know? Let's go. No Name, Nokia the Princess, Lizzo, Dreezy, Tokyo Jets, Asian Doll, Renny Rucci, IMDDB, Jackie Hill Perry, Danny Lay, Coffee, love Coffee, with a K, Kari Foe, Jungle Pussy, love Jungle Pussy, Bali Baby, Asian the Brat, Asian Doll, Cash Doll, Lakely 47, love her, Light Skin Keisha, who's really more brown skin, but Light Skin Keisha, Little Sims, Mareba, Nicole Buss, Nitty Scott, Oshun, Ray Moon, Aqua Jazz, Mulatto, Yasmin Lacey, TK Major, Tierra Whack, that girl Lele. That girl's like 11 years old. I'm talking about bodying niggas with these bars. That girl Lele, Sia, Stefflon Don. There's honestly more, but I just dropped like 40 names on you, bro. That's probably literal weeks worth of music, like literal, like back to back to back, thousands and thousands of minutes of music. So there's no excuse, and I'm always here, and y'all know where to find me. Y'all know where Sunday Morning Sounds is at. We everywhere, so you can always say, hey, I'm just looking for a new dope chick rapper to get into, da, da, da. And you can even ask me shit, what kind of shit you into, what kind of, you know, I'm looking for a jazzy, earthy, something to light my candles and put my quartz in a crescent moon shapes for when Mercury goes into Gatorade. which apparently happens in like another week or so. Mercury's in retrograde. So, but yeah, hit me with like, yo, I'm looking for something new. Because I always see that shit. I always see tweets and posts and Instagrams. It's literally what the fuck we're here for. Dog, send us a DM. Like, send Sunday Morning Sounds a DM. Yo, I'm looking for a new chick rapper that's, you know, turned up, different, got some, maybe some heavy metal to her style. I can't believe I left this name out of this list. Rico Nasty. I did not say Rico Nasty on this list. Rico Nasty. For sure. Because that's why I would have, if you wanted somebody with some metal, turn up, screamer type, angry lady rap, I would definitely say Rico Nasty off top, out the DMV. Check out Anger Management, her latest project. But yeah, wow, yeah, I really didn't say, I'm looking at the list now, I'm like, damn, I really fuck with Rico Nasty, and I ain't even write her name here, my bad, Rico. But yeah, bro, it's no excuse, we here for you, we a resource, consider us a resource. I am always down to help. So, which is, so that's just a little bit of my thoughts on the ladies of rap. So, so what on earth is going on in hip-hop? I felt like what the fuck is happening in hip-hop is a little bit harsh. This is only episode 2. We're growing legs, bro. We're growing legs. So, what in the world is going on? This week, today we're recording on Monday, June 24th. The BET Awards were last night right here in Los Angeles, down in the Staples Center. I did have a chance to make it to the BET Experience on Friday and Saturday. Which is like a $1 like fan and family experience. Big brands came out and supported and had vendorships and displays. The Rams had a booth there. Nissan had a huge, gorgeous, like Art Deco dome thing with a couple of cars and representatives and like a DJ playing out the back of a Nissan Juke. Coca-Cola's exhibit was dope. The Trap House Museum exhibit is really dope. McDonald's was in there giving away nuggets. They had barbers and nail artists and estheticians in there doing facials, and shorties was in there getting bumped and crimped and trimmed and all that stuff. I was like, this is the most malakas beautifulness thing I've seen in a long time. It was really, really gorgeous to see. BET really did a number with the production this year. Everything was beautiful. Everything was dedicated, of course. They did everything they could to dedicate to the late and great Mr. Nipsey Hussle. Gave him the Humanitarian Award. My only question was, would he have gotten the Humanitarian Award had he still been alive? Because obviously he deserved it, dead or alive. So, but that's neither here nor there, really. It's not the way to look at it. They did a blue carpet instead of a red carpet. Again, for the sake of sounding negative, use some warm-up lights. Some nice, you know, soft yellow hues and stuff like that. Some nice, warm, natural light settings next time y'all want to do a blue carpet. They had our black queens looking ashy from knee down, bro. Beyonce told y'all years ago, you don't cast blue light on black girls if you're not going to do it properly. I have them out there looking chalky. Go back and look at the pictures if you want to know what I'm talking about. But all beautiful black queens had them out there looking blue and chalky. But it was a beautiful gesture from BET. Next time, ask a cinematographer about those colors, though. And of course, Nipsey's family got up there and spoke. His mom spoke beautifully. I was saying earlier, I was like, man, she's touched and tapped in spiritually in a way that, phew, is honestly almost frightening. Like, she's so in tune with the spiritual realm and the spirit world around her. And she always says this quote, "We're spiritual beings having a physical experience," which really sticks with me, man. So she beautifully spoke, but she was letting us know, in as caring and warm and welcoming as a way, "Let my son rest. You are trapping his energy here." Now, granted, I mean, you know how this goes with hip hop. When one of our guys gets taken from us like this, we have a hard time letting people go. He's never gonna let them go, but she's asking us to like try in like this caring, spiritual way, you know, in the most caring, loving, mothering way she can. She's asking us to let his legacy, let his spirit move on to the next phase of existence, you know, and that in a way our energy is kind of trapping his energy in this physical space, in this chapter of his spiritual existence and journey, which is the deeper metaphor I got from what she was saying. But again, she's a sweet woman, she's trying to say it nicely, so maybe not everybody picked up on it. But as always, man, the marathon continues for sure. The marathon definitely continues. That's how my homeboy Fanon says it. The marathon. The marathon continues. But yeah, man, it was a beautiful, beautiful event. The whole weekend was nice. I'd be wondering where all these gorgeous-ass black women is at when I go out in Los Angeles. That's what I want to know, because Lord, y'all showed up. Lord. Y'all showed up. And that's the last comment I'm going to have on that before the horny police come in my room here and arrest me. But for sure, it was beautiful. BET weekend, the experience, the awards was all dope. So that is episode 2, Ladies of Rap. That is what's going on in the world. This is Sunday Morning Sounds, of course. Hit us up. You already know it's going to be links in the descriptions of this episode, but I still can hit you with this at Sunday Morning Sounds, hashtag Sunday Morning Sounds, Apple Music, Spotify playlist, IGTV. Got content coming for that. Bang, bang. Got the website coming. SundayMorningSounds.com is on the way. Coffee mugs. Working on that for y'all. Sunday Morning Sounds Creates is out here creating. Hit us up. You need some visuals, some consulting, some creative direction. We growing, G. We growing for sure. Every day is a learning experience. Every day is something new, you know. So, fuck with us. This has been Sunday Morning Sounds, episode 2 of the podcast. I'm going to see y'all in a couple weeks.